on the call, the head coach at UAlbany, Greg Gattuso. Good morning, Greg.
Morning, Rob. How are you?
I'm well. First off, just talk about how you're feeling and how tough it was to not be able to join your team on the trip to Hawaii.
I'm feeling much better, almost 100%. Yeah, it's not something I'd wish on anybody. It was a terrible experience, you know, to try to watch your team and not have any impact and be able to help them in a big game that maybe you could have made a difference in. So it was very frustrating, but I'm feeling much better and eager to get back to work with the kids. I'll be back. They're arriving here at 12:30. So, you know, it's been a long, long journey.
What I got to see some video and some things like that, but what was the experience like for the guys before we talk about the game, just the experience of being in Hawaii for the week?
Yeah, it's a once-in-a-lifetime experience for the kids. You know, I think as talking to them, and I'm eager to get a lot more feedback from them, but I was keeping in touch with them via text and the coaches all week, and I think they wouldn't trade it for the world. I think that it was I think my staff would trade it, but I don't know that the kids would. But just to see the sights and to go somewhere that probably 99% of people from the East Coast never get to see in person was a great experience. And they, you know, they weren't distracted. They went down and, you know, we didn't play our best game, but they took them to the wire and played their tails off again against an FBS team and had a chance to win in the fourth quarter. So that's what you ask for in those games. And unfortunately, in the last 2 weeks, we've taken it all the way to the end, just not been able to finish one of them off.
Got a couple questions for you. First from Dan Steenkamer. Good morning, Dan.
Morning, Rob. Thank you. Coach Gattuso, after your team's played two straight FBS games, two straight battles against FBS opponents, competitive games, I mean, in light of that, how helpful is it to have the bye week, the open date fall at this point? And you know, what's your plan as you re-engage with the team, kind of course, doing self-scouting and all those kinds of things? But just describe the bye week for me, if you could.
Yeah, you know, obviously it comes at a great time. We knew when we scheduled this game 8 years ago that we were going to have a bye week after it. I mean, it's virtually impossible to travel back and play. But you know, it's just what you said. It's get healthy. It's spend some quality time with the kids and to make sure that we're ready to go when we go into face a really good Morgan State team at their place, another away game, another night away game. So, it's been interesting with the Road Warrior stuff.
If I could just a quick follow, you know, on Morgan State, I know it's the following week, but I mean, with the Bears, how much did they catch your attention with they've already played a conference opponent or opponent that's in, of course, the CAA, and the way they played in that game and got a win, and the following week, most recently playing so competitively at a MAC school. Just, I know it's very early, but you know, how much has Morgan State kind of caught your attention from what you looked at them so far? I know it might not be much, but what are your early impressions?
No, I mean, I didn't have a whole lot to do during the week, so I was able to watch the Richmond game and watch a little bit of the Akron game actually live. And you know, they should have won the Akron game. It's unfortunate they had a fumble so late, but they had played a really good football game, had Akron beat, you know, and in our minds they beat them. You know, we know that they have that type of team. They're a good football team. They're vastly improved. The thing that I think that strikes me the most is how well coached they are, and you see it on the field, and they're confident and they're physical and they can run, you know, and that's a challenge. So they're going to be hyped up to be home. And I know that, and it'll be a big game for us. Obviously we're coming off a couple tough losses and we're going to have to go in there and play a much better football game, complete game than we've played up to this point.
Greg, next question from Mark Singles. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning. Hi, Greg.
Hey, Mark.
So how did you watch the game on Saturday? Did you watch it on your phone or somehow set up on a computer, or how did you follow it?
I watched it on my iPad. That, you know, we had the app available on our website, so I was able to watch the game. I think I might have more jet lag, having stayed up for a few nights trying to get ready for the game, but, you know, it was it wasn't easy to watch, you know, for me. It was very difficult. I first of all, I would say I'm very proud of the guys, the staff, for picking up. You know, you lose any coach on your sideline hurts. And you know, you lose someone that has a role that they play. And I think Jared Ambrose did a great job all week with Jordan Olufsky and John Simmons. I think you got to give them incredible credit for the logistics of this trip, getting the kids through, no incidents while in Hawaii. You know, it was well done by the staff, and it's a shame that we couldn't come out of there with a win and reward everybody for really for a great a job well done, because that's not easy. You know, you've got a travel party of 100, you have 70 student athletes, you're a, you know, across the street from the beach and a ton of nightlife, and I think, you know, it went really, really well. I think the kids had a great experience. I think the last person I would, not the last, but I would want to shout out is Matt Barber, our weight coach. He did a lot of research on how to fight the jet lag and different things. And, you know, from jumping in the ocean when we got there and a couple different things that he had done, you know, I thought it really helped the kids acclimate to the change. And they played their tails off. You know, you got to give them credit. They went down there and played their butts off.
And Jared mentioned that you told them going into the game, you just look, just be yourself. Did he call the game or run the game pretty much the way you would have done it, do you think, Greg?
You know, here's, you know, one thing I told him was it doesn't matter what I would do, and that it was very important that he own it. So I wouldn't ever question anything that he did, because in the heat of battle, I know what that's like, you know, and I do get a sense of why fans want to get mad sometimes when they're watching games, but, you know, I think I might have dented a wall in my game room, but no, I thought he did a great job. I would never second guess, because I think he made good decisions. It's really not about would you do the same thing? It's about, do you understand the decision that was made? And I think he made all good decisions. And I think, you know, I texted him after the game and I told him, I said, the problem when you have to take over in an illness situation like this is your job is affected as a play caller and as a preparation guy, no matter how you look at it, it's a ton more work. And then you lose somebody who has experience on the sideline who can help in certain situations and alleviate your burden. So it's tough when you lose a coach off the sideline. And I'd hope it never happens again. I've been a head coach for 21 years at this level of football, and I've never even been close to not getting to a game. So it was not a great experience. And I'm disappointed I couldn't be there to help my team.
Any thoughts on whether the passing game struggled the way it did against Hawaii, Greg?
Not really at this moment. I think, you know, I think first of all, you'd want to credit Hawaii a little bit. I think, you know, people don't realize, I mean, they won three games last year in their conference. They're a good FBS program. We felt we could win the football game. And, you know, you got to win whatever way it presents itself. And I think defensively, we played extremely well. And I think that it gave us a chance to win. You know, look, we had the ball in two different games over the 50-yard line late to score. But at that point, you know, you're against a tough opponent on their site. We just couldn't pull through and win those games. But I think we're going to be fine. I'm not overly worried about it. I think getting some home cooking here and getting back on track and getting some fundamentals done this week that we'll work on will help us get back to who we want to be on offense. And hopefully we can shore up every other part of our team, because really we go 8 straight right now, and we're going to have to be ready for that.
Thanks very much.
Sure.
All right, Greg. Thanks so much for the time today. Hope you continue to feel better. Enjoy the bye week, and we'll talk again next week.
Thanks, Rob.
All right, bye. Thank you. Again, for media members on the line, just if you have questions for the coaches here this morning, use the raise your hand icon or the chat feature.